Blog Talk Radio.
Is interesting to see how wild and crazy some people get.
when you say or post something that makes them mad or makes them think. After a week like this, one on like this one on social media, I realized a lot of my friends are hotheads, and that's why I like them so much. I guess I've always liked raising hell to make people think. It is the only way to wake people up out of their utopian dream worlds. When millions of people publicly, verbally bash and humiliate a sitting or past president and call them out for their crimes and impeachment, it's got to hurt them a little and make them nervous, especially when the supersonic egos they have. It's great to curse at and condemn large corporations that are raping the environment and stealing from everyone around the world. I like to show proof to people of the crimes of our government and the crimes of corporations. It amazes many. It makes those who are doing the crimes very nervous for being exposed. And American free speech has never been stronger than it is on social media and the internet, where information and opinions flow constantly. It is why this government and others want to censor it, or already have in other countries. I enjoy talking to my friends and enemies. My enemies are those who are trying to hurt me and my friends. My friends are all fighting with me against our mutual enemies. My friends are true warriors. It's true, it doesn't matter what race they are, what country they live in, or what language they speak. My friends are everyone who are oppressed, displaced, assaulted, abused, wrongfully condemned or imprisoned, angry at the nightmare of the worldwide system of corruption and starvation, murder, genocide, pollution, deceit, and individual and corporate criminality, and are willing to stand and fight with me against them. It was great talking to almost everyone this week. Keep fighting, keep writing, keep teaching and learning, keep shouting and verbally punching and clawing. Stay real, stay vigilant, stay friends. It's important, folks. You gotta do that. Stay friends, stay committed. Keep going, keep fighting. Keep fighting as hard as you possibly can. Earlier this week, I wrote another article. Tuesday got a lot of activity on my Facebook. I'm read by over 100 countries, actually, in my website. And the show has a tremendous audience. And I want to thank everybody who has been, with me and stayed with me and continues to listen to my programs. But this particular article, very important to me, and I wrote it on June 14th, about 4 days ago. But and it's on my website if you want to read it or go to it. It says, Obama wants a race war. And folks, I honestly, truly believe this is what's happening. And let me give you, this is more or less an indictment of Barack Obama. Obama wants a race war. If Obama had not stated publicly that George Zimmerman was guilty and immediately sided with Trayvon Martin before any evidence was presented, George Zimmerman would never have been brought to trial, and the American people would have been spared the national racially charged tensions provoked by this trial. Instead, Obama used his position as POTUS, the President of the United States, and stated publicly that Trayvon Martin could have been his son. By saying that, he inflamed the American black community against George Zimmerman. He had no right to state that publicly. As the POTUS, he had no right to accuse George Zimmerman of murder without hearing the evidence. His public statements were blatantly racist and falsely accused George Zimmerman of murder. As a white American who voted for Obama, I now fear the blatant racism of this black president toward white Americans, which was well masked when he was running for president. His arrogance and stupidity have ignited a racial war in the United States, as is being witnessed already in several cities around the country. I believe this is what Obama's kingmakers wanted all along, instigating a racial war in the United States by pitting black against white. The Zimmerman trial was the lighter Obama needed to set fire to an all-out revolution in the United States and declare martial war, and declare the martial law, rather, and declare his complete control of the U.S. Only a megalomaniacal idiot on the scale of Adolf Hitler would set the stage for a race war to gain control of this country. It worked for the Germans against the Jews and against the rest of the world, until the world stood up to Germany and destroyed the fascist Nazi regime before it took over the world. The United States is a fascist state, determined to conquer the world. Obama and the conspiratorial Congress have destroyed the U.S. Constitution, and through their crony criminal corporations and bankers have financially enslaved and are enacting nationwide genocide against the American people. Their genocidal actions are witnessed everywhere throughout American society by the use of weapons of mass destruction, to genetically modified food, chemtrails, water pollution such as fluoridation, fracking, pesticides and nuclear waste dumping, killer pharmaceutical companies and their cooperative FDA bribe and mislead the medical community to prescribe to their patients unproven and poisonous medicines. Obama and his corporate and appointed minions contaminate our food supply with cancer-causing chemical sweeteners and food additives that are causing national plagues of diabetes, cancer, and autoimmune diseases. These chemicals and additives are banned in almost every other country in the world. Obama and the Congress recently signed into law the Monsanto Immunity Act. They gave Monsanto, the world's most criminal corporation, full immunity against all lawsuits and legal prosecution filed in the U.S. for harm and crimes committed by Monsanto against Americans and people around the world. The use of HARP, H-A-R-R-P, which controls the weather worldwide, is deliberately causing floods and droughts, fires and famines around the world to control the world's food population production and create false scientific claims of global warming in order to create fear throughout the world and impose an international carbon tax to be collected by the United Nations, which would tax the air we breathe. Why has Obama been so eager to ban all assault weapons in the U.S.? Was it because he illegally signed the UN Gun Ban Treaty without the approval of Congress? When he realized the American people wouldn't fall for the murder of 26 year olds in Sandy Hook, Connecticut, and voluntarily give up their guns, and Americans began to realize Sandy Hook might have been a government-sponsored attack against innocent children to provoke Americans to rush to guns. Obama had to pressure Connecticut's governor and legislature to pass an unprecedented law in Connecticut to censor the public for seeing any of the coroner's photographs and evidence of the murder of Sandy Hook victims. Only recently, it was mentioned by mainstream news reports that there were two survivors to the Sandy Hook massacre. This was never before reported. The NRA and gun owners around the country immediately knew Obama's fingerprints were all over Sandy Hook, and millions of Americans bought up every available gun, assault rifle, and gun in America. Millions of Americans know the revolution is coming. Millions see the handwriting on the wall, and millions are ready to defend themselves and their country when the time comes, which may be very soon. After several months of pressure by Obama, Congress refused to act on gun control, and Obama, in his fit of frustration and anger, executed a rash of executive orders against guns and assault rifles, demanding mandatory universal background checks on anyone buying a gun. These executive orders are unconstitutional and are being challenged by the National Rifle Association. Currently, the Newtown, Connecticut Gun Club is legally challenging the new Connecticut gun laws as unconstitutional. If that was not enough, Obama has pressured the grief-stricken parents of the victims of Sandy Hook to personally lobby Congress to enact gun control laws. No one believes Obama. Everyone in America sees the Sandy Hook victims' parents as being used as tools by Obama. They and Obama have been discredited by their own actions and statements. Because of the failure of his gun control assault against the American people, Obama had to resort to another murderous operation to keep domestic terrorism in the news. He and the CIA and FBI and NSA and HLS devised a false flag operation to set bombs at the Boston Marathon. The day of the marathon, a drill was being conducted by these agencies and the Boston police during the running of the marathon, which was mentioned by the television announcers. It was noted by television reporters that they could hear the sounds of fake bombs being detonated before the lethal bombs exploded, supposedly set off by the two Chechenian brothers, who are stated by authorities to be responsible for the bombings. Then came Boston Strong. The absurdity of that slogan should ring in the ears of patriotic Americans. How did the residents of Boston, the home of the original Tea Party and beginning of the first American Revolution, crawl before their SWAT-suited police force, who drove down residential streets in armored vehicles and seized the entire city of millions of people just to search for one unarmed 17-year-old boy? Just the thought of that scenario is too absurd to anyone to comprehend. Are all Bostonians chemically induced into walking zombies? Or is Boston simply a city of sheeple? What kind of patriotic pride and strength was there in that show of cowardice by an entire city population of Americans? This was all the proof Obama needed to ready his forces to seize the American people by police action. This drill in Boston prove to him and his assault teams that America will not fight their oppressive government and police forces and will lick the boots of anyone in a uniform who illegally kicks in their front door. The George Zimmerman trial is not over yet. Several black Democratic activists in the NAACP have filed a petition with the aid of the Democratic shill machine, MoveOn.org, to appeal to the Justice Department to charge George Zimmerman with a hate crime. Eric Holder and Obama have taken this position seriously, and most Americans know why, is because a race war will create the perfect stage for a complete police and military takeover against an armed American revolution. Black and white and all races of Americans will feel the sudden need to defend themselves against racially motivated riots in cities, towns, and neighborhoods. If anyone questions this, please ask yourself why the Department of Homeland Security has recently bought over 11 billion rounds of ammunition, more ammunition than was used in the entire Iraq war. This purchase has the homeland of, by the Homeland Security has depleted the supply of ammunition available to the American gun owner. Homeland Security has also given grants to police departments around the country to the establishment of SWAT teams and to purchase armored vehicles and military-grade weapons. Also, drone surveillance of Americans by over 30,000 spy drones is now used by thousands of American police and national security forces. George W. Bush and Obama have ordered FEMA to build hundreds of concentration camps around the country, built near railroad lines, and all are currently maintained by war contractor Halliburton. George Zimmerman's attorneys have filed a lawsuit against the National Broadcasting Company, or NBC, for character assassination. NBC News affiliates has stated that NBC denies any blame for a character assassination of George Zimmerman. However, I personally saw several commentators on several networks passionately accusing Zimmerman of racially motivated murder. If any more racial hatred is provoked by the news media over the Zimmerman verdict, it will be because Obama and his minions want to create fear and a racial war that will force Americans to bow beneath Obama's boot. The great plan of the New World Order is to destroy the United States and control the American people by a police state under the leadership of their puppet fascist dictator, Barack Obama. That's true, folks. That's very true. I hope you understand what's happening. I wanted to recent article I wrote, actually I wrote it today. Explains quite a bit. Talking to friends. I had a great time this week, and I couldn't believe the activity I had on my Facebook page. My God, it was crazy. I never saw anything like it. And people are so crazy, man. It's just gone so bizarre. Like, I got over 1,500 friends on my Facebook page, and, you know, it's just a crazy place. People who send me stuff all day long. Just amazing. Yes, I am. So it appears that I'm still online, which is good. But I think I can't get on my other computer, which is the same. So I'll continue the show with this one, and I hope everything works out and we don't get spiked like we did last night. But anyway, my next article tonight I want to talk about is about talking to friends. It's been strange lately, ever since the Martin Zimmerman verdict came out this week. They've been such seen such a flurry of activity on my Facebook page since the 2012 elections. The level of emotion is unequaled in my history with social media. From my friends, I must have received over 500 posts a day since the beginning of this week. I read an article that said Sunday, the 14th of July, was the biggest day of Facebook activity ever, and the biggest day activity ever, and the biggest day of defriending and blocking in the history of Facebook. all postings on the page spoke about either how to calm down. All postings on my page, on my Facebook page, spoke about either how to calm down and meditate, or impeach Obama, love Trayvon, the benefits of marijuana, the hellish crimes of Monsanto, I love the NRA, and don't riot, I'm a jerk, the mainstream media mocks Americans, I'm stupid, fuck Obama, fuck Eric Holder, and fuck you. It's been fun to see how wild people are getting over Obama, Zimmerman, and Martin, and what social media is a way to express themselves nonviolently. In fact, social media is much more effective in many ways from an individual to express himself, and a lot safer. Obama and his minions are tear gassing and arresting anyone who marches against them. Assault teams are everywhere. It's a police state, folks, but the only thing that keeps the American people from tearing down the White House, the Capitol building, is our right to raise hell on the Internet. The fact that everyone knows the NSA and Obama's thugs are listening to everything we are saying or writing on social media and in our emails and phone conversations makes it that much more fun to tell Obama and his entire administration and Congress to fuck themselves. I personally lost a dozen Facebook friends this week. I either deleted them or they deleted me. I don't get too excited, but I rather delete and block someone who calls me names or says something so offensive or stupid it doesn't deserve a response, other than get into a pissing match with them. Almost everything you say or post is public on Facebook. It is interesting to see how wild and crazy some people can get when you say or post something that makes them mad or makes them think. After a week like this one on social media, I realized a lot of my friends are hotheads, and that's why I like them. I guess I've always been a hellraiser. I guess I've always liked raising hell to make people think. It is the only way to wake people up from their utopian dream worlds. When millions of people publicly, verbally bash and humiliate a sitting or past president and call them out for their crimes and impeachment, it's got to hurt them a little and make them nervous, especially with the supersonic egos that these guys have. It's great to curse at and condemn large corporations that are raping the environment, stealing from everyone around the world. I like to show proof to people of the crimes of our government and the crimes of corporations. It amazes many and makes most who are doing the crimes very nervous for being exposed. American free speech has never been stronger than it is on social media and the internet, where information and opinions flow constantly. That is why this government and the others want to censor it, or already have in other countries. I enjoy talking to my friends and enemies. My enemies are those who are trying to hurt me and my friends. My friends are all fighting with me against our mutual enemies. My friends are true warriors. It doesn't matter what race they are, what color, country they are, they live in, or what language they speak. My friends are everyone who are oppressed, displaced, assaulted, abused, wrongfully condemned or imprisoned, angry at the nightmare of the worldwide system of corruption and starvation, murder, genocide, pollution, deceit, and individual and corporate criminality, and are willing to stand and fight with me against them. It was great talking to almost everyone this week. Keep fighting and keep writing. Keep teaching and learning. Keep shouting and verbally punching and clawing. Stay real. Stay vigilant. Stay friends. Yeah. I'm gonna take a break for a second. I'm not taking a break. I'm just gonna. If you go to my website, you'll see the song there, and you can play it over and over again. It's a wonderful song, and it's called "Hey Hey, My My." It's by great. My tribute to my old friends, many old friends of mine. And it was actually sent to me by an old friend. I want to play it for you tonight. You can get it on my website, too. You can see it on lastewishow.org, and just go into the video section. But, you know, folks, life is funny, and I've done so many things over the years, I just don't know. Sometimes I don't even know what I'm saying anymore. But I wrote an article recently, it's on my website, lastewishow.org. It says, I don't know what I'm saying. It's short, but it says, I don't know what I'm saying, but I think I'm saying that everything is going crazy. The entire world, as I or we know it, is going crazy. The entire world is going crazy. I realized a while ago that I don't know what is really happening around the world. No one does. Some director at BBC or NBC or CNN or MSNBC or Fox News or Al Jazeera or some other place is trying to figure out what is happening around the world. So other people might have an idea of what is happening globally. So they all put on a face and a teleprompter for a news anchor to read at 6:30 p.m. in America or England, another country, that get their mainstream news in the evening. It's too exhausting to wonder what the rest of the world is doing today. I wrote this on July 11th. For all who do not know, I also have a news show at 8 p.m. Tuesday through Thursday at Blog Talk Radio, lastillshow.org. But Thursday nights, I always get away from the current events and affairs and emphasize the real important mysticism, philosophy, and overall reality. That's tonight. Please join me tonight when I reach into the esoteric grab bag of life and talk about reality, what is real and what is important to you and me and everyone, but it never is spoken about. I have a great essay to read tonight and a few other essays to HR your reality. It's all part of the fun of the Ellie Steele Show. So if you have the time or inclination to join me tonight on blogtalkradio.com/elliestillshow.org, or just click on Listen Live at the top of the page. Please do so. I wrote this last week. I think I read it last week, too. I'm not sure. And there was a great, this week we had an incredible storm. I didn't read this to you, but I wanted to. I wrote this, it's called The Summer Storm, which is a poem. And I got a little graphics picture that I produced on that. If you go to my website, lastewishow.org, see it. But I wrote this, and it's been extremely humid and hot here in the northwest Connecticut over the last couple weeks and month, maybe. But I wrote this called The Summer Storm. It's a poem, and I'd like to share it with you tonight. So the skies turned green. The humidity increased. My arms became sticky against the leather chair. The wet cotton of my shirt clung against my skin. The fan blew moist air. A cool shower relieved me for a moment until I wiped off and began to sweat again. I remembered the feeling of cold winter winds and cool autumn breezes and summer waves of a fresh water lake rushing over my face and shoulders. As I looked out the window, I saw dark clouds merge together in a funnel forming. I felt the wind rush through the open window. I saw the leaves on the trees turning over, a warning of a storm approaching. first droplets of rain and closed the window and front door. Soon the downpour began. I heard the sound of thunder and saw lightning flash in the nearby sky. It was early afternoon. Downpour lasted several minutes until the thunderclouds rolled by. The rain stopped. The skies cleared. A sudden wind blew through the trees. I opened my door and windows and felt the cool breeze against my face and arms, and breathed in deeply the dry, cool air. Yeah. That was a moment. That was a great storm. It was a wild storm. Actually. Very wild storm. I do a lot of pictures. If you go to my website, laspillshow.org, you'll see a lot of pictures I put in. A lot of photographs that I've created, that I've enhanced and created. And I'm really an artist that I love the great visual things. But at the same time, I also love to transcend and put things into perspective. Of course, I write. And over the years, I go both ways. I go literally. I write, and then I have these periods where I go into visual forces that just keep presenting forces of visual work. And I try to present them to you on my website. It's part of what I do. I can't seem to help myself. But, that's what I'm doing tonight. I'm giving you ambiance, if you will. There's not much more that I have to say tonight from my own perspective, but I'm going to go to my Facebook page. My buddies on Facebook continually send me stuff that just blows my mind, and that's kind of the way it works. I've developed such a network over the years that so many tremendous people from all over the world who just send me most remarkable updates. I'm very happy that they do. And for that, I want to thank them very much. And I want to give you something. I'll read a couple of articles tonight from my friends. Looking at the stuff, it probably might freak you out, but do you realize that Obama, on his lavish vacation to spend over $2 billion in the last year alone on his freaking vacations. This guy is one incredibly wasteful BAS son of a bitch. Yeah. I mean, Representative Howard Cobble, a Republican from North Carolina, took to the House floor to admonish the president, the first family, for using Air Force One and other related aircraft as their personal toys. I mean, it's just amazing the kind of excess that these bastards have used in the last year. All right? I personally think Obama is a slut. He's a prostitute. He's a pimp for the New World Order. But the guy has no shame. He has no modesty. The guy is a prick from the ultimate pricks. Okay? A pimp from the ultimate pimps. And for that, it doesn't surprise me. But this particular article does. The fact that, how much he has actually spent. Representative Cobble, a Republican from North Carolina, took the floor to admonish the president and the first family for using Air Force One and other related aircraft as their personal toys, despite the excessive taxpayer cost it takes to use them. I'm going to just play this for a minute.
President Obama was the second most traveled president of all time for a single term, spending 95 days on 25 trips. In 2009, President Obama traveled more in his first year than any other president. President Obama spent 41 days traveling to 21 different countries. The most updated figure, Mr. Speaker, on the cost per hour of operating Air Force One is in excess of $179,000 per hour. But this is just a tiny fraction of the president's foreign travel plans, which includes backup aircraft, aerial tankers, motor transport, security, and diplomatic personnel, accommodations, and advance teams. The First Lady also has been actively traveling, making trips to Ireland, Africa, Western Europe, and Copenhagen. When flying solo, Michelle Obama would likely use a C-40B or C with a cost per flight hour of between $179,000 and $26,000. Or a larger C-32 passenger jet, which has a cost per flight hour of in excess of $42,000. Presidential entourages have grown quite large in the modern era as well, Mr. Speaker. President Obama, accompanied by more than 500 staff, including security, during his 2009 trip to London. At least 200 security agents alone will be involved in the president's current Africa trip. Now, I'm not suggesting, Mr. Speaker, that we compromise safety or security, but the First Family, it seems to me, treats Air Force One and related aircraft as their personal toys, a very expensive toy, I might add. And I will admit, Mr. Speaker, that Air Force One belongs to President Obama and his wife, but Air Force One also belongs to you and me and to every taxpayer in America. I simply ask the president and his wife to exercise more prudence and discipline regarding their private aircraft activities. When the wheels of Air Force One are up, the meter is on, and I'm talking about a heap of taxpayer dollars. Finally, Mr. Speaker, the plague of the soaring debt continues to bother us, and I respectfully request that President Obama and his wife direct more attention to our soaring debt and deficit and less time on Air Force One.
That was kind of an interesting thought because, I mean, this guy spent more than any one other president. He didn't say who it was. But, I mean, what the hell is this guy trying to do? Why is he spending so much money? Of our taxpayer money in a time when we're in a recession. Yeah. To me, I get. I'm at a point where nothing really makes much sense anymore. No. Everybody is a fraud in the news. Everybody in the mainstream media is a fraud. Sorry to say that. Zimmerman's lawsuit against Al Sharpton, NBC, and the Martin family attorneys. Interesting. And I think this is so legitimate and so right for them to sue these sons of bitches, you know, because they are such blatant hypocritical bastards and exploit the media. It is a twist not even the best fiction writers could have seen coming. The Trayvon Martin case, instigated by a couple of shysters' attorneys looking to make money from a tragedy, were reportedly... It's so stupid. You know, and then of course they stupidly put stupid shit on it. Okay. I'm trying to be examiner.com. Okay. We're reportedly at it with George Zimmerman recovering legal damage from Al Sharpton and the Trayvon family. The first claim is likely to be intentional infliction of death. These assholes. I gotta say, you know, I hate these Obama ass-kissing motherfuckers. I just hate them. And, you know, I hate Al Sharpton. I hate anybody who's involved with MSNBC. I hate Hillary Clinton. I'm out there right now. I hate these hypocritical sons of bitches. There's nothing more disgusting, okay, to me than these freaks. Freaks. You know? And that's what they are. Sorry about that, folks. Yeah. And here's a classic example. Okay. Classic example of what's happening out there. Okay. The CNN's ratings, MSNBC and everybody else, nosedive following the Zimmerman trial. Yeah. After CNN's win on Monday, thanks to two exclusive interviews related to the George Zimmerman trial verdict, Fox News Channel has returned to outpacing both MSNBC and CNN in both prime and total day. Fox News Corp delivered 12 of the top 15 telecasts in the news tonight. I'm not saying that they should be applauded for that. I'm just saying that MSNBC is a turd of a news network, an absolute turd, and that's why they're known for that, as being a turd of the News Corp. I think it's important that I'm going to end tonight's show. I know I'm doing esoteric and political and everything else, but I've been so upset recently about what's been happening. Between the ISS, the NSA, and all the crap that's going on. It's just like, we can't win, folks. We can't win. I want to believe that there's a chance for this country back and recuperate. But I don't believe it. I can't. I have a really, really hard time. Son of a bitch, Obama, just signed another executive order. He keeps signing these things. It's almost like he's having such a great time, you know. Anytime he can, he throws another executive order. Yeah, let's have a good time. It says, Obama orders stepped up efforts against U.S. HIV AIDS epidemic. I read this the other night, and I maybe if you listen to the show, you might get it. But Obama orders stepped up efforts against U.S. HIV AIDS epidemic. The order said a working group chaired by Grant Colfax, director of the United States Office of National AIDS Policy, Human Services, Sebelius, would have 180 days to deliver recommendations to the president. The HIV Care Continuum Working Group will gather information from federal agencies on HIV testing and care, revenue HIV research, and recommend ways to accelerate and improve HIV treatment and care, it said. The new orders follow recommendation this year from the U.S. Preventive. Well, what it does. Now, this is a bullshit article. But what it does is states that Americans have mandatory HIV testing. Yes. Everybody has to be tested for HIV. What a joke. What an absolute fucking joke. I can't stomach all the information that I receive every day. You know, I have to take some of it with a grain of salt. But I'm asking you, people, please, 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 be rational. Don't believe a word this government says. Question everything. And just know I just know that going on, and we're still here, and we're still fighting.